when the early disciples started talking about the Lord, poor Tikla, you know. Have you heard the story of Tikla?
Of Tikla?
Yeah.
Tikla? No.
She was the first martyred.
First martyr in the disciples. You ever heard of Tikla?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I actually wrote a little about it on a bigger book project on women spiritual leaders.
She's one of our fan friends.
Oh, what's her hair?
Yeah. What an impression St. Paul must have created on her. And that same man was prosecuting the Lord.
Yeah.
What a turn when the time comes, eh? Not when the time comes.
This is the mystery of...
That's what Baba was saying.
Lila, the appointed times, the destined.
That's what Baba said, that to each heart he has fixed an alarm clock with a definite time. When the time comes, the alarm rings and you wake up. That's when I break my silence.
Did St. Paul, is he the one who martyred her?
No. The Romans. It was St. Paul. Was, you know, he had a loud voice and he was discussing, you see, about what had happened to him and what happened and this and that and about who is Jesus. And the lady was there in the next building and with the window open and she was hearing this loud voice and that's what happened. And then she left the place and she was to get married the next day. I think you know.
That's part of the legend of
Shortly afterwards. And she followed him, that vagrant St. Paul, you know. And the man was some Roman official or somebody, you know. Was so much peeved and naturally he thought that he has been let down by a woman like that. Who is the man who did that? And so naturally he went after them.
Mm-hmm.
And then got her... to be tortured like anything.
Everybody turned against her. Her family, her mother,
all
turned against her.
She started the first women's community of disciples, of female meditators, basically, meditating in Christ.
But nothing touched her.
First century.
Although she was throwing the lion's den and this and that, and all they started licking her and.
They paid obeisance.
Yeah, it was. That's what it said. I don't know.
Did Baba say anything about her?
Baba didn't say anything about her. No. We had to find that out. No, brother. No, Bill. He didn't say it. It was just as usual, you know. Mind is mind that wants to dig into things and find out and pick on things. Yeah. That's how it was. So when I came across a book called The Dead Sea Scrolls, I said, oh, get the book. And then we read it and all these things happen, they come out. And now we hear something contrary to that because of the experts that are there around, like him. Refuting whether Jesus was there, Abraham and Moses and all that.
But Baba did make some comments about the life of Christ.
Of course. The only thing that touched me most was that Jesus is well known throughout the world, not because of who he is. Baba would never say who he was all the time. So likewise, whenever I say Baba was this and Baba said that, it touches me because he is eternal, you see. Let me follow. But what to do is shortcoming of the language. What was I saying about it? That touched me most was that Jesus is famous for being well known throughout the world, not because of who he is, but because of himself, allowing himself to be crucified in spite of being all-powerful. He allowed himself to be crucified. And that's what makes him well known for the world. The power of crucifixion, not because of miracles or anything. He's not known because of that. Miracles are there and they remember and they forget. But being crucified, being almighty, allowing himself to be crucified, that touched me most.